Good morning, everybody. We're Mike and Casey. We have a special guest in the studio.
Yes, Joe Brady, the bagpiper, and I just got an email from the program director that says the fire alarm is about to be tested here in the building. So play your bagpipes, Joe.
Good morning, Mike and Casey.
It was so loud that you set off the fire alarm.
Isn't that
it wouldn't
so
be
funny.
The first time, I'm sure.
That is great, great coincidence. How are you, Joe?
I'm doing great, Mike. I'm doing very well. Good to see you. Good to see you, Casey. Thank you. Thanks
Happy
for having us back.
Happy to be with you together again.
It's been a whole week. I miss you, Casey.
It's been a whole week since we were marching around. I followed your kilt for days.
What?
I did. Everyone said to me, just follow Joe Brady. Just follow Joe Brady. So I did.
Crazy or not, for better or for worse, we had a great time in Peekskill.
Yes, we did.
So your whole adult life, really, you've been leading parades, and the big one is tomorrow, the biggest parade in the world on St. Patrick's Day.
It is, by a long shot. It's the largest parade in the free world.
So the parade goes from like 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
That's correct.
How much of that are you marching? You're not marching that whole time.
No, we start at 11 o'clock. We kick off at 44th and 5th.
Right.
And we go up. The parade technically ends at 79th Street, but the 69th Regiment lead goes all the way up to 86th and goes across because it's one of those traditions of the regiment, of which there are plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Because at 86th and Lex, they take a train back down to the armory it's a unit day, what they call for the regiment.
And some of them were up at the Peekskill St. Patrick's Parade, and I learned a few of those traditions.
Yes, quite a few.
How did you get connected with them?
Well, I had been a member of the New York State Guard back in 1989. That was kind of an opening. The pipe for the regiment is a very strong tradition in the regiment. Mm-hmm. And then Adjutant General Larry Flynn asked if I would serve the regiment in my capacity with the New York State Guard. So I was assigned to the 69th as the regimental pipe major, and the first parade I did with them was 1990.
Wow. Well,
that wasn't their first parade. They've been leading the New York City St. Patrick's Day parade since 1851.
Amazing.
It really is.
What a tradition.
Yeah, and for you to be literally the first person to parade, when I see the parade list in the paper,
yes,
and I see Pipe Major Joe Brady fighting 69th. It just fills everybody with pride.
Well, it's a distinct honor. I'm the commanding officer. This year it's Colonel McKay. I'm his personal piper. And in that role, the piper is what sets the pace for the regiment.
And you start with mass, right?
Yes, we go into that. It's one of my thrills every year is to march. I'll have 700 plus soldiers behind me to march through the big doors of the cathedral. And in the cathedral, there are a couple of thousand people who understand and appreciate what the soldiers do for us, not just the 69th, but all our military people. And they have a chance, and they do show their appreciation. It's a wonderful experience.
Oh, that's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
And each year, we've had Joe Brady on from the parade route early in the morning in front of the church. One year, we had Governor Pataki stop
right
by and say hello over your phone.
You should know some of the places I was when I was talking to you, Mike.
Oh, I can't. I don't think I want to know. But that's the tradition, and because this year it's on a weekend, and next year, too, that we've had you in the studio on Friday to have you play the bagpipes and get us into the holiday feeling.
And we also have a lot to celebrate this year because Joe Brady, the man who kicks off not only the Peekskill St. Patrick's Parade, but the New York City St. Patrick's Parade, has been named Hibernian of the Year by the AOH of Westchester.
Really?
Yes.
I'm very honored. I'm distinctly honored.
And the dinner is April 7th, and we are going to praise and honor him for all he does. So, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
And that means you're up for Hibernian of the Century, too, you know.
Is that right? Okay.
No.
So, take care of yourself.
One at a time. Thank you. It is, yes, it's quite an honor. And it's really because I try to do what I can, not only for the community, for the 69th Regiment. I'm lucky that I can play bagpipes, and I'm lucky people are, interested in it.
We're lucky you can play
bagpipes.
Well, let's get it going here. Come on, set up.
Okay,
the
tune I'm going to play is one that I think I know I've done before here. It's called the Gary Owen, and as I mentioned before, the 69th has a whole load of traditions, and this is one of them. This tune is the one I will be playing most of the way up Fifth Avenue with the 69th behind me. Again,
right,
it's called the Gary Owen.
All right. You gotta inflate your little rag there. But it'll
there
go on longer than that in the parade.
It will,
obviously.
Yes. Of course. I don't want to keep on going before you shoot something,
perfect.
Shoot me or something, Mike.
I can almost hear the fire alarms going off in the hallway behind us. And next door, they brought in corned beef and cabbage, so you can have a little because
it smells great. Eat it at 9 o'clock in the morning. Boy, oh boy.
I know you're not going to get much of that kind of food over the weekend. Oh, my goodness.
So after the parade tomorrow, where are you going to be?
Well, after the parade, we go right down to back to the armory. Actually, we're not using the armory this year. It's closed because of some other issues, some lead issues. We go to Cooper Union, where by tradition, also, tomorrow is the unit day for the 69th. Mm. So they have ceremonies there at which they recognize and promote soldiers and what they've done over the past year. So it's a very big ceremony. So we won't be finished there until like near 3 o'clock.
Right.
After which I'll plan on meeting my family at the Irish Consulate. There's an event there. And then Chuck McGrail tells me he's got a couple of things in his back pocket that we'll do on the way back to Peekskill.
Right.
Ending, of course, in his place at the Quiet Man.
The Quiet Man in Peekskill is where the party starts tomorrow evening, late afternoon, evening. You know, when we had the Peekskill St. Patrick's Parade, one of the highlights for me was the ceremony before the parade with the visitors from Ireland. Can you
talk wasn't
that
wonderful?
About that?
Yeah, we have a contingent because the city of Peekskill is sister cities with Castlebar and County Mayo. And every year for the past, I don't know how many years, it's quite a few, they've had a contingent. Here and we recognize each other's community stuff, exchange some gifts. It's a beautiful thing. We had a toast to all the groups that involved, because the St. Patrick's Day festivities actually it's a religious holiday, it's a religious parade, mm-hmm. it's a civic parade, it's an ethnic parade. So those three values are kind of joined, and we had a toast with the Elks present, with the AOH present, with the Irish contingent, certainly St. Patrick's Parade Committee, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful ceremony.
Beautiful.
Well, how lucky very inspiring. Is Peekskill to have you all these years?
Yay.
Well, thank you for saying that. I mean, how lucky am I to be in Peekskill, really? I can't imagine a better community, and I'm so blessed to have had my four daughters there, all graduated Peekskill High School, went on to bigger and better things, and look forward to celebrating with them once again. But thanks so much.
And you got two of them here with you, right? Your little security detail.
They're the ones that got me out of bed this morning, Mike, to get here. Absolutely.
Thank you, girls. All right, so Joe, play us out here, and we're going to say good luck to Joe Brady as if he needs it tomorrow.
Well, thank you again, Mike and Casey. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you and all the listeners. Be safe and enjoy. And the one I'll play out is The Wearing of the Green.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Joe Brady of WHUD with Mike and Casey.